All right, let's do the showdown.
All right.
We start by congratulating the winner of last week's crowd question. The question was, we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of an achievement by a Chicago Bull. A Chicago Bull made NBA history 50 years ago, October 18th, I believe it was, 1974. Who was it and what did he do? And Jeff Remo on Twitter answered it was Nate Thurmond recording the first official quadruple double in NBA history. And that was absolutely correct because blocks had not been kept as a stat until 1973. So we can imagine that Wilt and or Russell probably had numerous quadruple doubles, but the first one on record officially was that of Nate Thurmond. So nicely done, Jeff. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. And would you like me to ask my question first?
Kick us off.
All right. I will do so because I was looking at the fact that the number one overall pick from last year's Zachary Risache is a rookie this year. And last year we were following the number one overall pick, Victor Wembanyama, also from France. So it got me thinking, while it doesn't even raise an eyebrow for the number one overall pick to be a foreign player, a foreign born player, because there's been so many now. Who is the first ever foreign born number one overall NBA draft pick?
Wow. Okay.
And you can ask.
It wasn't Akeem, right? It was before
Akeem second.
Okay.
Akeem in.
Whoa.
Yes. Akeem in 1984 was only the second ever foreign born number one overall pick. So pretty good.
Is this guy a Hall of Famer?
I believe so. Let me check. There, I have a couple of hints too when you want them, because I don't think he was not a bull. Here, let me just see if he's a Hall of Famer. He is not a Hall of Famer. He's not
a Hall of Famer.
I can tell you what he is. A big
Europe?
No.
Africa?
No.
South America?
No.
North America?
Technically, yes. He's from the Caribbean.
Oh. Bahamas?
Yes.
A Bahamian?
He was born in Nassau. He eventually moved to the United States. He went to the University of Minnesota. He currently has a son playing.
Oh, got it.
Yep.
It's Michael Thompson.
It is indeed Michael Thompson.
Wow.
The top overall pick in the 1978 NBA draft. Father of Clay and Trace.
I never think of him as I don't think of him as foreign just because I'm so used to him being, I feel bad saying this, but he's, in my mind, he's kind of just Klay Thompson's dad.
I know. Well,
and I think of Klay Thompson as just like an American sharpshooter. But then you said Minnesota, Bahamas. And then I realized, wait, Klay Thompson almost played for the Bahamian team in this year's Olympics. He's been unbelievable, by the way.
I know. And his only comment was, I look good in this color.
I'm happy for Klay. He's been really good.
All right, your turn.
So that's funny because both of my questions involve foreign basketball players. So my first question, my question to you,
yes,
is who are the top three Bulls in all-time three-pointers made that are not citizens of the United States? So Steve Kerr does not count.
All-time three-pointers made who are not citizens, who are not U.S. born, or could they possibly have gotten citizenship?
So just not These guys are not U.S. citizens.
All right. I would say, I believe,
at least right now, just for when you think of foreign guys. So I'm saying, I'm just letting you know, Steve Kerr does not count. That's why I'm saying that. That's the only reason. He is fourth.
Oh, Tony Kukoc.
He is fifth.
Damn it. Are any of them a trick question? Are any of them like happened to be born on an army base?
No, no, no. These guys are all foreign.
How about Nikola Mirotic?
He is second. Correct. Nikola Mirotic in a Bulls uniform in 4 years had 432 three-pointers.
Yep. How about Vooch?
Vooch is tied with Luol Deng.
Ah, Nocioni.
Third with 403 in five seasons. Andres Nocioni is third.
All right, so I'm only missing number one. The number one foreign-born three-point total threes made.
Total threes.
All right, I got Noach. I got Mirotic. Wow. And it's not a trick. Is he Eastern European?
He's European, yeah.
Is he...
is he Eastern? I'm not amazing at geography.
Is he Slavic? Is he...
No.
Okay. Is he French?
No.
He's not German.
Not German. Once you get the country, you'll get it.
Serbia, Montenegro, Croatian, Russian.
Nope.
Not Swedish. Oh, Markkanen?
Lauri Markkanen is number one.
Wow. Markkanen, he took a lot.
493 threes in four seasons. So,
That shows you how the game has changed. Oof.
He only, in his entire Bulls career, he only attempted 324 fewer threes than Michael Jordan did in his entire Bulls career.
Doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all. All right, what's the crowd question?
So the crowd question is, obviously, we know that Chris Duarte is from the Dominican Republic, and he is a Chicago Bull. Can you name the four other Dominican players in the NBA and what team they currently play for? Two of them are going to be gimmies, but the other two are pretty tough. So, one of them I saw down in downtown Chicago while getting lunch. And I think I've mentioned this before when we used to do the college showdown. So that's a hint. So that is a hint. They're all currently on an NBA roster.
Current Dominican-born players on an NBA roster outside of Duarte.
Outside of Duarte. Yes, two of them are gimmies. Two of them are tough. There are five total. One of them hasn't played in a game this year yet because I think he's a two-way, but I have mentioned him on the pod before.
All right, there you have it. That's the crowd question.
I will say right now, full disclosure, I do not remember when he was mentioned on the pod because – it was definitely a long time ago. Could not tell you the episode because we've done 96.
Yep. 96. Do something special for the 100th. We'll figure that out. Maybe do a special giveaway or something.